Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to continue our five-part series on real estate negotiations. Here's part number two.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investment.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Talking to sellers these days, they're hoping that the prices are still going up at an aggressive rate. And so they'll say, hey, let's put it $40,000 above and let's just go fishing up there and see if we can find someone that'll come toward us. And if they don't, they can just offer less.
Well, and that's an interesting concept. And I guess if you had plenty of time and you weren't concerned with the appearance of an overshopped asset. Gosh, what's the term? I can't remember exactly what it is.
Shop-worn. All right. Look at that. This is like
Jeopardy
or something. It
takes two of us, except one of us has a brain. A shop-worn concept, if it's been there for a while, and everybody assumes, well, obviously it's a failed foundation or it's a train wreck of some sort. No sense in me even taking a look, when in fact they priced it poorly and put themselves in a position where this is starting to happen.
I just had that conversation this morning with some buyers I'm just starting to work with. We look at the trends and we see if there's an exception to the trends. 23 days in the market in the city of Eugene is the average days on market before you procure a buyer. So if you've gone fishing and you're now 50 to 60 days in the market, I'm going to take that as a registration of something was missing, or missing the mark somewhere as a seller, and I don't want a buyer to buy as a fool. So it does compromise your negotiating position.
Well, and it's interesting because you will also mentally become more desperate with, oh my gosh, my game plan has failed. Now what do I do? And you become a little more desperate in your position. And a person who is desperate in the negotiation process is one who is allowing time to work against them. They know that they've made a mistake and now they're trying to make up ground, and you become more vulnerable to the person on the other side of the table.
And if you're chasing the market, it feels that way even more so this season. Fourth quarter, you're starting to wonder what's going to happen next.
Exactly.
So you've really got to be in tune to that. It is okay if you came out of the gate in the wrong position. Reposition now. There's no reason to wait. You can definitely say no to lowball offers. If you're saying, hey, $500,000 is what we'll sell this for, and you get one at $480,000, you can say no. So don't feel like you've lost your power there.
Exactly. Now, it's also interesting. Keep this concept very firmly in mind. If you are offering something for sale and you get no offers, that suggests what? And assuming it's been fully marketed, the market is voting no, daily, no, as they're rejecting your position.
And on that note, I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.